Blog Talk Radio.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Worshipping the Lord, it seemed there was no hope at all for what would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Pray on, for this will tear those mighty strongholds down. Stay on your knees, for this is where the battle is won. Very soon you'll win the victory. Pray on. When your questions go unanswered and your prayers may seem in vain, they don't seem to make a difference, they don't seem to make a change, just rest assured God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Gentlemen all around the world, welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. We got some announcements coming up. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 And for those listening across the globe there, you better give God some praise too right now. Come on, let's give God a praise. Hand clap of praise. Thank you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Hope all is well. I know a lot's going on the planet, but we trust if you're listening to this, you're blessed. Amen. If you listen to this later, you're blessed. Amen. Hey, guys, I want you to share out the number. Bishop be up with an awesome, powerful prayer for you today, for you and your family. The number, 347-843-4559. The call-in number, 347-843-4559. If you have a special prayer request or just want to listen in or prayer request, hit that *1 button on your phone, and we'll be glad to take your prayer requests after Bishop prays. We're going to take all the prayer requests. We'll hear from Dr. Crenshaw tonight as well, and we'll give it back to Bishop as well on the network tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. Here, our scripture for tonight, which I'll be reading shortly here, is Psalms 68, 1 through 4. Psalms 68, chapter 68, 1 through 4. For those who have their word, I encourage you to read the entire chapter as well. That will bless your soul according to the Spirit of God that's already in you. And for those unbelievers, it will bless you to receive the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this the number one more time, 347-843-4559. The call-in number, 347-843-4559. Let's go to the word of the Lord very quickly so we can get Bishop. I know he's busy. And we thank God for Bishop being with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Psalm 68, 1 through 4. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. Amen. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Wow. But let the righteous be glad. Amen. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. I'm going to read that one again. Let the righteous be glad, ladies and gentlemen. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before the God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. I love it. And verse number 4, ladies and gentlemen, sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by the name of Jah. Wow. And rejoice before him. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to give God another hand clap of praise for his marvelous word. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, y'all put your hands together for the man of God as we'd open up Bishop John Crenshaw's mic. God bless you, Bishop. Bless you.
God bless you, Brother Kevin. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We praise you. We magnify your name. We glorify you because you alone is worthy of the praise and all the glory go to you. Father, your words say, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven. And you would heal our land and forgive us our sins. And Father, we thank you tonight, God. We surrender all to you. We thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. We praise you for your word is everlasting. We thank you for the power of God. We thank you for your anointing that destroys every yoke. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We glorify you. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, Lord. You was wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity, the chest of our people was on it. But with your stripe, we already heal. We thank you for your healing power. We give you glory for it, Lord. We thank you, those that are sick, those that have been afflicted by this COVID-19. God, we thank you for your healing power in the name of Jesus. We call it so right now in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus. And we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And we pull it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we glorify you for your word because your word is spirit and it is life. And Father, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father, we glorify you for it. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight for souls. We thank you, God. as you're healing that man, that child, that woman, that boy, that girl tonight. We thank you, God. God, we thank you, God. You're healing them, God. God, in the name of Jesus, those that's on respirators, God, we thank you, God. You're healing them, God, and we thank you. You're bringing them back alive. You're bringing them back, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will be able to breathe on their own. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for the blood of Jesus. Your blood prevail forever. Your blood has never lost any power. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you for it, Jesus. We praise you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your miracle working power. We thank you for those that have been healed from the COVID-19 already. We thank you, God. You brought them out of the hospital. You brought them back, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You thank you, God. You give them their strength. You give them their health back, God. We thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we've come against every demonic force, every demonic power. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. We come against every dark, evil spirit in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft, every voodoo worker. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood and no sacrifice, no psychic, no seek the rococo. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. We thank you, God, for the grace of God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your goodness, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And God, we cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. We thank you, God, that you're provided for those who have lost their job, lost their home, lost their little more shakade abato. Father, we thank you as you give them a double portion right now. As you open doors, you make ways, you provide, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you're touching lives of those people that are giving out food and giving out clothes and giving out finances. Father, we thank you for your miracle working power. We praise you for it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come against every demonic force that come from the pit of hell. Father, we come against that day, that spirit, oh God, COVID-19, God, we come against that spirit, oh God, that demonic force, that demonic power. We come against it. We plead the blood. And God, we thank you for your word that no evil shall be able to come near our dwellings. No plague shall be able to overtake us. Father God, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High abideth under the shadow of the Almighty. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we thank you for the victory, God. We give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as you look on those people tonight, God, that lost a loved one, God. Look on that man, that woman, that child, that father, that mother, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask for your comfort in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the strength, God. We thank you for the joy. The Lord is our strength. We thank you for your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you sent it. God, you sent your word. You sent your word. You sent your word. God, you sent it. God, you said, we thank you for your word, God. You have not given us a spirit of fear. God, we thank you, God. Let us not be weary in well doing, because in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We thank you for this is the covenant that we have in you. If we ask anything according to your will, we know that you heareth us. We thank you for all the prayer that's going up, God. We thank you for all the prayer warriors in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we glorify you. We thank you for your anointing, God. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. We thank you, oh, God. We thank you, God. We magnify you tonight. We thank you for families tonight. We thank you, God, that you bind us together with cord that cannot be broken. You thank you tonight, oh God. One could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 in flight. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that you look on the body of Christ everywhere. Father God, such a little more, keep our minds in perfect peace, oh God. Father, we thank you for pastors tonight, God. We thank you for the congregation tonight, oh Lord. We ask you to be merciful, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your miracle working power. We thank you for the overflow of souls being saved. We thank you for those that are being delivered, and God, their eyes are coming open into the truth. We thank you for the truth, because everything is going down but the word of God, Lord. Your word shall last forever, eternal God. Your truth is saying forever, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We pray for our government. We pray for our president. We pray for the lawyers. We pray for the doctors, God. We pray for the nurses, oh God. We pray for those that are working on the front lines, oh God. We pray for those that are providing food for those, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, of the Mosheka. You said in your word, God, you will supply all the needs according to your riches and glory, God, as you touch them hard, God. We know that you're doing the work, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as you continue to bless them, God. Bless those that are given their resources. Bless those that are given their time. Bless those that are crying out and spending in the gap, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Those that have jobs, we thank you as you strengthen them, as you bless them, God. Keep them, God. Protect them from all evil. Protect them from all danger. God, in the Moshenko, no sandiria, katala de be saved. Father, we come against that demonic spirit of evil and hatred and jealousy. We come against that evil, satala, pokondo, see it, andele de be saved. God, in the seeko, read their sinnerle, reveal, expose, and destroy every evil work. Reveal it, expose it, and destroy, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. We praise you tonight, God. We glorify you, God. We praise you. We thank you for those that have been healed already, God. We thank you for the good report, God. We thank you for the blessings of God that you pour out on your people everywhere. Father, we thank you for another day that we have never seen before. God, we thank you for being clothed in our right mind in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word, oh God. Your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway. God, we thank you. We can't make it without you. We depend on you. We lean it on you. We trusted it on you. And God, you said in your word, he that waited upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Well, mount up with wings of the eagle. God, we are single of all shape. We thank you for strength, God, like never before. We thank you for endurance like never before, God. We thank you for overcoming, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you tonight, oh God. We praise you. We seek, oh God, your face, God. We cry out to you. We thirst for you, long for you, God. We need you as never before. We need your direction. Keep our minds in perfect peace, oh God. Father God, hallelujah, shake God. Let us hide the word of God in our heart that we may not sin against thee, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We repent of all our sins. We repent of all our shortcomings. We repent for a miracle, oh God. We repent for our presidents, governments, all, oh God, officials, oh God. Oh God, we thank you tonight and we praise you. We intercede tonight, oh God. Oh God, be merciful on us, oh Lord. Give us another chance. Give us another opportunity, God. We come to the throne of grace boldly, God, in time of trouble and in time of need, Lord. We thank you. We need more power, God. We need more prayer, Lord. We need a crying out, God. Give us, stir our souls, stir our minds, our hearts, God, that we'll seek your faith like never before, God, that we'll cry out to you like never before, Almighty God, and we'll praise you for what you've already done. You brought us through the slavery, oh God, in the 1700s, God. You'll bring us through the 2020s, God. You'll bring us through this situation. You'll bring us through these circumstances that we are facing in our lives. And Father, we thank you that no evil shall come near our dwelling. And oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we praise you tonight. We pray for our enemy, God. We pray for our enemy, God. Be merciful, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Save them, God. Fill them with the power of the Holy Ghost. Save them, oh God. That's the only thing can change their heart. The power of God, the love of God is the only thing can change them. You're the only one, God. Oh God, they can change the Lord, but if their heart's not changed, God, they'll be the same person, oh God. But God, we thank as you test the heart tonight, God. Test the minds, oh God. Renew their minds in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you tonight. We praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight for all you've done, God. We thank you for all the many blessings, God. We thank you, God, as you're raising those up that are sick and afflicted from cancer, sugar diabetes, and all other types of diseases. Oh, God, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your anointing that destroy every yoke. You said the righteous cry and the Lord hear and deliver us out of all of our troubles and out of all of our fears. We thank you tonight, God. We trust in you, Lord. We lean on you, though, Lord. We know that you are the first and the last, the beginning and the end. You are our everything. You are our hope and our joy. You are our peace. You are our comforter. You are our every present thing we need. We know that you are able, God, to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think or ask. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. As we open our eyes to the truth, God, we open our ears to the truth, God, open our heart that we will receive, God, your truth. And Father God, because your word is truth, God, and we glorify you for it tonight, and we praise you tonight, God, as you watch over your people everywhere, God. Look on America, look on all other countries, God. Look on the people in Africa, oh God. Look on them in the name of Jesus. Bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, you provide that food. Bless them as never before. And Father, we give you glory, we give you praise. We'll magnify you tonight for all that you've already done and the things you're going to do in days to come, God. We glorify you for it, God. This too shall pass. This coronavirus shall go away. Father, we thank you as you cover your people, God. You protect us, God, in the name of Jesus. As we go, people going to work, people going on their job, protect them, God. Protect them in the new community. Protect them in the grocery store. Protect them on the highways. And Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. You be glorified as never before. And you, God, in the name of God, Jesus, we praise you. And we thank you for all you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen around the world, that was Bishop John Crenshaw in that powerful prayer for you and your family, for your nation, for your city, county, and your neighborhood. God bless you. Wow, powerful. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. If you have a special prayer request, want to be sensitive to that, please just hit *1 on your phone, and then we'll bring in your prayer request. At this time, we're going to hear from Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Doc, bless you today, man.
Praise God, praise God. Thank God for the prayer tonight. Amen. And those of you that have logged on, and we know that we're in such crucial times, and I want to encourage everybody tonight to hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith in God. Even as this virus seems to be taking another turn, they talk about another level of mutation, all kinds of things that can bring on discouragement or even the spirit of fear. So tonight we want to pray against the spirit of fear, the spirit of fear, that we know that no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, and the Lord is protecting all of those who dare to trust and believe in him. But I want to encourage everybody tonight, as we know and we see that this demonic spirit is attempting to escalate to a whole nother level. Praise God, we want to bind this thing in the name of Jesus, and then we want to make sure that we are walking in divine wisdom. And I say that by make sure you wash your hands, make sure that you wear your mask as appropriate, but use wisdom as you wear your mask, because even wearing a mask can and also cause one to breathe in their own toxicities. So if you're not close to anybody or within 6 feet or whatever, take the mask off. Nobody's in the room with you. I don't know if you've heard about this particular incident, but a man was driving in his car with his mask on, and nobody was in there but him. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Praise the Lord. So we have to make sure fears should be those things that are protecting us. It can also be things that harm us if we do not walk in divine wisdom. So above all, get a clear understanding and let the Holy Spirit give us divine direction. But wash your hands, do all of those things, be adamant about it, put on your fast, and also understand that what we're dealing with is far beyond what we are seeing. We are dealing with spiritual wickedness in high places. So the Bible teaches us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So we've got to always remember that we're not dealing with just what we hear on the media and what we see. This is a demonic spirit that's far beyond even the office of the president. And I will say that, praise God, for those of us that understand what we're doing. What we're dealing with here is far beyond even the office of the president. And as we near the coming into the season of voting, we need to ask God. Yes, it's important that we vote. However, we must realize that the devil's agenda is certain and is sure. So it doesn't matter whether it's Democrat or whether it's Republican. Amen. The embedded system of this one world rule government, it has already been mapped out and planned, and it really doesn't matter who the president is that's close to the day. Our trust has to be in the Lord. However, we must also inquire of the Lord, who do we vote for? Not just on the presidential level, but on the local, regional level, every level, because we also know that even in the presidency, that a lot of laws, a lot of things can be hindered by who's the senators, who's the representative, all of these things. But what's most important is that we must pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Jesus is going to come back and dethrone all the kingdoms of this world. Amen. So that tells us right there, it don't matter who Satan in charge, at the close of the day, the Lord's going to have to come back and fix all of that, because underneath all of this stuff, no matter how positive the person we may sense or feel that's sitting in the presidency, there is a rooted spirit that is spiritual wickedness in high places. We must know that the book of Revelation is going to happen, because in the book, at the end of the book, we win, but all of these things are going to happen, and the Lord will allow who in that seat to bring into fruition that which has been declared in the word. So we must not ever forget, praise God, our trust is never in a man. Trust is a man who may flesh is on, whose trust is not in the Lord. I don't care who it is. Praise the Lord. Amen. Democratic president, Republican, ain't none of them got control. God has control of all things, but what is most important is we must seek God, we must pray, we must realize that what we're dealing with, whatever agenda is the agenda embedded into the laws of the Republican Party, embedded into the laws of the Democratic Party, just enough, amen, to slip whatever the full agenda is, which is spiritual wickedness in high places, one world rule government, is the bottom line. We just have to pray that the Lord will cover us. And the Lord has declared, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging for bread. The Lord will protect his people. So we have to be careful and cautious that we do not put our trust in any man. Our trust must be in Jesus Christ. And realize, though, that he has us protected. So I want to admonish you as we get ready to enter into this season of voting, if there be one. And that is something to be prophetically astute to. But if there be one, amen, with all of the chaos that is released in the earth, we must ask God, who do I cast my vote for? But keep in mind, as I said before, underlying agenda, regardless of the party affiliation, is yet the same. The enemy thinks that he can establish his kingdom above the kingdom of God. But the Lord has declared, thy kingdom come, which should be our prayer. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And we must decree and declare and pray, Lord, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, for the day will come that he will establish his kingdom in the earth. That's what we need to be praying for. That's what we need to be looking for. And most of all, that's what we should be living for. That one day, our God is going to cancel every assignment of the devil, and he shall establish his kingdom in the earth. God bless you. Back to you, Elder King.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen around the world, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Powerful amen to everything she said. God bless you, Doc. Wow, powerful, powerful. I was looking forward to hearing what Dr. Crenshaw had to say tonight as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. This is not a dress rehearsal. We must put on the full armor of God, ladies and gentlemen, and please read that in the word of the Lord. And please do that. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is serious stuff as Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop teach. You must put on the full armor of God every day as we move forward. Amen. Thank you so much. Just want to make sure we be sensitive. If anybody has a prayer request, just hit *1 on the phone. *1 on your phone. We'll get you in the queue. And if not, we're going to go ahead and give it back to Bishop Crenshaw. Thank you so much, Bishop. Back to you, Bishop.
Praise the Lord. We'd like to pray as well for all of those that are less fortunate, that are homeless and don't have any food or clothes and lost their jobs. If God, as you continue to provide for them, and even as this holiday week coming up, Saturday, 4th of July, Father, we ask for your angel protection around your people, that no evil will come near thy dwelling. And Father, we cast every assignment that the enemy has plotted and planned against the people of God everywhere, against the people. And Father, we thank you. We cast down that imagination now. And Father, we plead the blood, that it cannot come but pass the blood. And we give you thanks, and we glorify you, Father, as you can bless your people everywhere. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time for Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw tonight. Thank you so much for listening. We're excited about you. And as Bishop says, we're praying for everyone, ladies and gentlemen. Every day we're praying for you. Those that we know in our own families and cities and states and, of course, around the globe as well. We know that other saints, there are saints around the globe praying right now and interceding as well. Thank God for all things. Let's give God another hand clap of praise for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Well, I tell you, Thursday was here pretty quick, but things are flying past pretty good. Y'all stay alert, as Dr. Crenshaw has been telling us. Guys, y'all better read, pay attention, and do your research. Basically, read, research, and pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. It's so important today. You must read, do your research, and pay attention today in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. All right. Hey, I want to leave you with this real quickly. Got to go. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you today. We just love you in the Lord, but always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And we'll leave you with Brother John P. King, John P. Key's New Life. Amen. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Tell somebody you love them today in the family. Bye-bye.
If the Lord God has given you another chance, stand on your feet and give him some praise in here. Everybody, come on. What a change, so yeah, has come over me, Lord, on it. My life has detoured, Lord, on it. because the Lord gave us, got set in new life. You just think about it. You just deliver yourself.
Another great time with Bishop John Crenshaw on Prayer Time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw tonight. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we're just excited. And as Bishop tells us every now and then, ladies and gentlemen, don't give up. Don't give up. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Bye-bye. We'll see you.